A History of the Moon in 16½ Verses. Our moon was created, if I'm not completely wrong, by a concept artist of the 60s, Neil Armstrong. He built the surface with soft cheese because he was a glutton. It's mostly camembert and brie, but the core of it's a button. He launched the cheeses into space, suspended from a big balloon, and named his great creation for his favourite drummer, Keith. Now these facts may not be true, alternate theories abound, but though they're scientific, they're equally unsound. Listen to this creation explanation from our finest of scientists. 4 billion years ago, they think the Earth was hit by a meteor the size of Mars. Imagine that! The Earth bombarded by chocolate bars. Fragments flew off into orbit like horses on a carousel, and over time they mushed together like nougat, chocolate and caramel. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of this. Scientists weren't there, it's only a hypothesis. The Inuit hypothesize the moon raped his sister, the sun. Across the sky he chases her, because incest is fun. But after its creation, however it was done, nothing happened on the moon till 1961. Then JFK said, "We'll put a man on the moon before the decade has abated." 2 years later, he was assassinated. And if you think those facts are completely unrelated, then the CIA have got to you, and you have been sedated. But the Americans succeeded. They put a man on the moon. I saw the book and the film about all that called Dune. Short on fuel they landed, in the Sea of Tranquility. With the whole world listening, I'd have said, "Blow me." But Armstrong kept his sang-froid, and like Confucius opined, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." After that, some lawyers tried to turn the moon into a national park, head gamekeeper, Mr. Spoon. In 2019, they're going back again to mine a gas called helium-3. It's good for nuclear fusion and blowing up your enemy.